8:48 back with Rich and Ryan in the morning, and we are now joined by Laura Stelter, the executive director of Arcadia Charter School. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing pretty well.
It's nice to see you, and it's nice to be able, we've seen you a lot lately, but we haven't been able to talk to you because you've been shadowing Dr. Hillman around.
Yes.
But it's nice to actually put some of the focus on Arcadia now. We're also joined by one of your most distinguished alums.
Indeed.
No, there are many distinguished alums, but I appreciate that you call me that.
Okay, anyway, you and Logan have actually been talking. I'm going to let Logan sort of lead the situation here.
Yeah, so you have a couple exciting events coming up in the next week and in January and March. So let's talk about before we get into all these, remind folks, you know, what is Arcadia Charter School?
Charter school in Northfield here. We're authorized by the Northfield School District, so that means they get to check in and make sure that we do what we say we're going to do. A charter school is based on a charter. The charter lays out the mission of the school, why we exist. In our case, it's all about project-based learning. And we have a maximum of 126 students, so it's a small school, very community-oriented. Because it's also a progressive school, progressive in the education sense is more about like building citizenship, democracy, those sorts of pieces. A lot of student-centered learning. So it has a lot to do with how students are engaged in their learning. Let's see.
And I think it's worth noting, and also I'll remind folks, I was a 2020 graduate of Arcadia, went to there all of middle school, all of high school. How unique the relationship that Arcadia has with the school district in town. It's not common that the local school district is the authorizer and kind of sponsor of a charter school.
Yes. Northfield is one of only two districts in the entire state that authorizes charter schools. So both Prairie Creek and Arcadia are authorized by the Northfield School District. So I think there are only three charter schools total, two of which are authorized by Northfield.
So it's very incredibly unique. And you mentioned it's project-based learning, which what does that mean for students that like, it's not necessarily all exams. It's kind of proposing a project, researching it, presenting on it, right?
Yeah, going through that process. So it's a little bit different to the middle school versus the high school. So at the middle school level, it's a little more structured in terms of how they're working through the project. And we're teaching them certain skills, like how do you do PowerPoint slides or slides in general well, and have it support what you're saying in your presentation versus having it, you know, not reading your slides is a good skill to have. So at the middle school level, there's a little more support for learning those pieces. And then at the high school level, because they've had that instruction, then there's a lot of freedom in the project choices that they make. And those projects can go a lot of different directions too. They're not all totally like research, write a paper kind of projects. It could be like building a table was a project that somebody did and they wanted to learn about woodworking. And so they worked with the Cannon Valley Makers, another fabulous organization, and put together a plan. They talked about different types of wood. Like there's still some research involved, but the project outcome was different. So,
Logan, what was your senior project?
So I actually did an internship for my senior project. There's a program called Youth in Government with the YMCA.
YIG.
They also run Model United Nations, CONA, Conference on National Affairs. They have a whole bunch of things. And I went up and worked in their, in like the program director's office that actually like the staff that run this office. So I interned with them 3 days a week during high school for 3-4 months. Getting to learn about program development, how you run an organization, and like a YMCA, how they work, and such, while also still being a YIG participant, because YIG was a huge program in my life and such. So that was my senior project.
That's cool.
There's a lot, like Laura said, a lot of research projects you do. There's also other kind of projects where it isn't just write a paper or make a PowerPoint sometimes, but that was all pre-COVID, so my brain doesn't remember a lot of One of the most exciting events, though, coming up of the whole year, something I think every Arcadian takes very fondly with them, is an event called Thanksgive coming up next week.
Yeah, so way back when the school started, 2003, 2004 was our first year. And so we recently celebrated our 20th year. But I think it was around 2005 or 2006.
It was a few years after, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't right at the beginning of the school. But they were trying to think of fundraising ideas. And because it's Arcadia, they thought all of the students should be involved. Mm-hmm. And they tried to come up with a fundraiser that would be sort of a spoof of a fundraiser. Because of course, and
I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
But also super
but
curious.
Also it's actually a fundraiser, which makes it a little bit hard to explain sometimes. So basically what it means is there's a bunch of shtick that goes into the, they put together this giant show and all of the students are involved. In fact, it's a student, committee that plans the evening and puts together the show.
Okay.
So they've been working very hard on this year's theme. So as an English teacher, part of me is like, it's not really a theme. It's just a topic. But sports is the theme.
That is ironic for our kids.
I wish people could see your body language right now, because you're just like
I mean, your shoulders just caved in.
Theme is not the right word. The topic is sports, but we consider it a theme. So all of the different advisories. So there are two parts. The first part of the evening is sort of like, just as Bob Gregory Bjorklund, our longtime, he was our arts coordinator, our theater director, fantastic human being. He would call it the, it's wild, it's zany, it's Thanksgiving. It's just kind of this wild, like, they just play all these sort of games. They try to just get money from the audience in a variety of ways. Right. So that's why it's sort of a spoof of a fundraiser.
Logan made a really good point that got lost in all of this. Arcadia is not exactly known as a sports fan's hotspot. Right.
No, that's what's so funny about this theme to me is I'm like, I could not have imagined that 5 years ago. But yeah. So that's the, like, all these fun, shorter events that are like entertaining, like you're gonna laugh a lot.
Absolutely.
But also it's fundraising events where they'll auction off a crazy item, or a teacher will do, you know, certain things will happen if we raise a certain amount, right? And then the main event, the
biggest portion,
and this is where all the students are really involved, is Arcadia. I'm gonna call them, they're called advisories, but comparable to like a homeroom, if you will. So that people kind of get the idea. There's two middle school advisories or homerooms, and there's two high school ones. And they all put on a skit 10 minutes long, usually. Some of them are videos. Some of them are live. Some are live and videos, like live on the stage. And there's a video on the screen behind them. It's a whole, sometimes they get really into the production. And each one puts on a show, and then you vote for the best show with your dollars, right? So you, there's a,
the students each have a bucket. Like, every advisory has a bucket that you
with
put
their
money
in
at the end.
And they win the kind of this mostly silly prize, but of a coconut monkey. That's
the coveted coconut monkey.
Yes.
It's a trophy. And
there's a reputation to this, I see.
It has a cape.
Of course. I mean, why not?
So that's like
what coconut monkey doesn't.
I mean, I would be disappointed if there wasn't a
cape.
Right? Absolutely.
So that's like the main headliner event, if you will, of the night. That's really where it's fun. All the students are engaged in this, which is
amazing.
A hard production to pull 120 some people into it, right? And you've got teachers involved with it usually. So it's a cool thing.
Yeah. The students tell us what we're going to be doing, what the teachers are going to be doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this has been going on, you said, because Arcadia has been in existence for over 20 years. And this has been going on pretty much since its inception, minus a few years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Probably 15 plus years.
That's a very successful fundraiser. I mean, just
it's really
the
fun.
Fact that it has that kind of longevity is really impressive.
Yeah.
And what's, this is next Friday?
This is Friday, December 6th at 7 p.m.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So is it open to the public, or is it more just kind of... Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So anybody can
come. Yep.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Like all good fundraisers. Yeah, the more the merrier.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jumping ahead now from fundraising to... You have an artist residency coming up next year.
Yes. So in the spring, we work with the Witness Program which is through Vocal Essence. And so we are working on scheduling that. So the entire school will get to go up for a concert at Northrop Auditorium in January, I believe. And then we'll have Timothy Berry coming. He's a fantastic, he's just really impressive musician, vocalist, percussionist. He's going to be down, and we're working on scheduling how many days he'll be working with everybody. But the theme this year is Eyes Still on the Prize. And so it's connected really to our whole democracy and citizenship mm-hmm. focus. And yeah.
And artist residencies are common. Like I mm-hmm. I'd recall probably every other year there was one at Arcadia, at least for me. Or maybe
there's one every year.
Well, yeah. So I mean, it's really cool to see that happen.
Some bigger than others.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've had some big people in Chris Koza.
Chris Koza did a yep.
Was Chastity Brown one of your no?
I can't remember.
Okay.
That would have been before me.
All right.
But we had Dessa, I think, came.
Oh, wow.
Like all things, this is pre-COVID, and my brain is kind of not remembering
when Ryan
Kuminga
was the director.
That was then pre-my era, then. Yeah. Even, yeah.
There was, we had Rachel Reese and her Crooked Heart. We had Joe Gwala and the Flying Foot Forum.
Wow.
Ragamala Dance. We've also had a number of smaller residencies just mm-hmm. teaming up with Carlton.
That's
been really amazing. Yeah. This year we had a woman from Mali who plays the kora, which is an amazing instrument. If you have not heard it, mm-mm. such a cool instrument. Beautiful music. And so, yeah, we have all sorts of arts things going on. We'll have our spring play. We have we're working on getting more music going. We haven't gotten it off the ground yet, but on staff, we have a number of really talented musicians. So we're trying to get more music going. So, yeah, the arts are always a big deal.
If people are interested in learning, you know, this is sounded interesting, this kind of ideas of Arcadia, where can they go to learn more about kind of your project process, if they wanted to talk with someone about it or just read about it?
Sure. Well, they can certainly contact me. I do tours all the time when people want to. So they can certainly actually come to the school and check it out. Otherwise, ArcadiaCharterSchool.org is our website. Currently getting revamped, so hopefully that information will just be getting better and better and better. Sure. We actually have a student doing a senior project. I'll shout out Elliot, who is working on marketing and our website, and is doing a great job of gathering information and looking at how we can improve our messaging.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah.
Does Arcadia have any social pages like Instagram or Facebook at all?
We do have Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
And we usually cross-post things to those two.
So they can also find you there too.
Yes. Excellent. Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. Laura, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
You're always welcome. We'd like to have you in more often when you're not hanging out with Dr. Hillman.
Sounds good. Although I love hanging out with Dr. Hillman.
We all love hanging out with Dr. Hillman. Yeah. All right. And happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You too.
All right. Awesome. Well, folks, that's going to do it for the short week of Rich and Ryan.
Yeah, we're done.
In the morning with a dash of Logan.
I'll see you guys Monday. Listeners, you'll see me Friday.
Logan's going Ryan and I are off to the North Woods. Logan's going to stick around and work because that's
Christmas takeover on Friday. Can't stop me. You're in a different state.
Oh, that's
right. That's right.
I love it. We're going to be listening too. I can't wait.
Yes.
All right. All right, folks. So everyone have a safe and enjoyable Thanksgiving, and try to be nice to your family, even your nephew or your uncle that you just can't seem to agree with at all. Just remember that you're very lucky to have people there. So, Logan?
Yeah.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Ryan, nice job.
You as well, sir.
Laura, you're always doing great work. So
yes.
And we will see you guys. Well, Ryan and I will see you guys on Monday. Logan will see you on Friday.
Have a great week.
Take care, everybody.